This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. COVID-19 has touched all aspects of life, including the rituals we associate with death. All funerals have been affected, but veterans have lost one particularly important ceremony. Military honors for burials are canceled. WUNC Military and Veterans Affairs reporter Jay Price joins us now for more. Welcome back, Jay.
Glad to be here, Frank. I guess here being a relative term now.
Well, we're practicing social distancing as well and keeping the show on the air the best we can. What does it mean to be buried with military honors?
Well, it can vary a great deal. I think there's a misconception it's just like one thing. By law, eligible veterans, which is most, are entitled to an honor guard detail of at least two members of the armed forces, one typically of their branch of service. And so they'll get a ceremony that includes the folding and presenting of the American flag to next of kin and the playing of taps, which you just heard. That's the bare minimum. I think typically what we think of when we see these things more often is, with any luck, you'll have taps played by a bugler instead of, just recorded. You'll have a team, hopefully seven, but sometimes fewer, with rifles that do volleys of shots. We usually think of that as 21, but it's the real number is three volleys, and it might be fewer. It might be three volleys of five or three volleys of three. And in some cases, it may include pallbearers and an escort. And the things you'll see in a typical ceremony at Arlington, kind of an escort and a military band at Arlington. And in some cases, it gets really elaborate. For colonels and general officers of the Army and Marine Corps, you can see riderless horses. At Arlington, you'll see often the casket come out, horse-drawn, essentially the body of what used to be a cannon, kind of the undercarriage of that, been repurposed over the years for this. And all kinds of things, can be added on. But, the basic one we see is as I described.
Well, you mentioned Arlington National Cemetery. We all know that. Where do these ceremonies take place? Can they take place at any cemetery?
Yeah, private cemeteries, you are entitled to these things. And the VA will provide benefits that include things like a headstone if you're getting buried in a private cemetery. But I focused on the VA's giant system of national cemeteries. There are 142 of these, and they have plans to add 10 more this year, and they bury nearly 135,000 people a year in them. Some are dependents, but mainly we're talking about veterans. And many of those, the families will choose to have these honor guard ceremonies. States also operate their own cemetery systems for veterans, and North Carolina administers four of those that are active now for taking new burials. So between state and national cemeteries in North Carolina, we have about 2,500 of these burials a year. And in many cases, again, the families will choose military honors. But that is no more. The state followed the VA's rules on this when the VA put in a ban on this about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And so no ceremonies of any kind, graveside, in either sets of those cemeteries.
You spoke with one family who was burying a loved one at the Salisbury National Cemetery in North Carolina. Tell us about James Lunnan.
Yeah, James Lunnan was 94 years old and a veteran of World War II and Vietnam. And he'd been drafted into World War II just after he turned 18. And when he got back from the war, he and several of his brothers served and they all came home. When he got back from the war, he went off to college, got a degree, and then decided to join the kind of newly minted Air Force, and served 22 years with the Air Force, Korea, Vietnam, Ethiopia. He was all over the world. He died in November and was cremated. The family had scheduled it out this far. This was just last week, by the way, this burial. The family had scheduled it out this far so that it could plan a gathering and a ceremony with honor guard. He wasn't a man for pomp and circumstance, but his life had been built around the military, and they felt it was appropriate. The pandemic, though, just accelerated, and the family began to talk about whether it was a good idea to gather. Many who would have been there were in the highly vulnerable category over age 65. And then the VA just decided to pull the plug on the ceremonies, and that was that. And, you know, from talking with his family, he was a thoughtful, rational guy and wouldn't have had any problem with not having the ceremony because of this. And he will get a ceremony. It's just no one is sure when. The family is being told, you know, and all the families are being told they can schedule military honors at cemeteries for later, when the pandemic eases, but of course no one can say when that will be.
Just how meaningful. So they can be rescheduled. In other words, that's one of the options that these families have.
Yeah, and in my mind, you know, it's better than nothing. It's a good option. It's not the same. You know, you're seeing all these things. This isn't just these ceremonies, but you have birthdays, weddings, bar mitzvahs, you name it. All these kind of important milestones and rituals in life are being, in some cases, just destroyed. They're gone for good. Commencement, you know, it's going to be kind of hard to replicate that. In other cases, they're just being eroded. You know, you're getting kind of a lesser version of it. And that's what they're going to end up with here if they just opt to actually do it later on. But they're being offered that option, and, you know, obviously it's better than nothing, and they'll move on.
Jay Price is WUNC's Military and Veterans Affairs reporter, and you can find a link to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for having me, Frank.